This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If I said your ticket to the Masters is you have to eat an egg salad sandwich while you're there, you would do it.
If you say eat this egg salad full sandwich?
Full sandwich. You have to eat it while you're on the grounds at Augusta.
Nope, not doing it.
Unbelievable.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
A whole sandwich?
Yeah.
A whole thing?
You'll probably never win tickets to the Masters in your life.
You know what else I'll never do is eat a full egg salad sandwich.
Jeremy White.
Put the tickets on the table so when we make the offer next year. Do it. I'll prove it. Anybody that wins the lottery,
no one's
come into
that.
The studio and make the offer. I'll prove it.
I won't do it. Joe DiBiase.
What if I made it for you and one other person?
Does the other person eat the sandwich?
No, only you have to eat the sandwich.
No.
Have some heart.
I'd love to do something that is easy for normal people and get to play Augusta. I could not physically do it.
Be a man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Jeremy and Joe, I'm back from vacation. Joe was back last week. This is our first time together in 2 weeks. It feels like two years.
I know.
It's been forever.
I've got time to ask you how your vacation was. You can ask me how mine was. We had back-to-back vacations.
It's been so long, I don't even remember how my vacation was.
Right. Meanwhile, that open there about the Masters and the egg salad sandwich, let that be a reminder. The Masters ticket application for 2026, it's open.
Yes.
You can submit your application right now to try to get tickets.
As the open was playing, I just ran to the site to the guy. I already have an account. Let me go put in for it. And I got a little red error message. It says this address you entered is already in use. Entries are limited to one per household. Is it possible my wife has already put in for Masters tickets? Because I have no idea why this would be telling me, oh, you can't do this. Only one per household. Because I don't think I've done it already.
That's tough.
Unless someone else is using my address to stack Masters lottery.
Is there a chance she did?
I think there's a chance she
did. Okay. Because one per household.
It's also possible she even told me she did and I just forgot. Well, that's also possible.
It only opened yesterday.
Okay, then so that's not possible.
She would have to have done it since yesterday. Yeah, I submitted. You put in, you know, your last four, your social security number is part of the process there. Ticket prices have gone up a bit, but not that much. I mean, still. I actually, for the first time ever, I put in for every round. Like, forget it.
Oh, yeah?
Who cares? Yeah. But in the past, I've been like, oh, I'll go to the practice round. I don't want to be there on a Sunday. And then after this year's Masters, I thought, whatever.
You'll go on a Sunday if you
tell
me
I get tickets on a Sunday. Yeah, I'll go on a Sunday. I'll figure it out. So,
golf ticket prices are so crazy.
These
now.
Ones are not if that I, bad. Final round Sunday, $160.
Okay, that is 1/7 of what you'll see for like the Ryder Cup or the U.S. Open or
right.
One of these other major tournaments.
Yep.
That's not bad.
So
I would do that.
Go ahead and get your applications in if you want to do that. We are we're hanging out here on a Monday. Summer arrives this week. We can actually call this the summer pregame show. We tried to do that about a month and a half ago, and then it got cold for the entire month of May and rained for most of spring.
Yeah, Patrick Hammer had a tweet over the weekend that it was – so it was – what was this on Saturday? It was 48 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was 48 degrees. The last day of winter was 30 degrees warmer. It was 76 degrees on March 19th. We got a preview on March 19th. It was 76, and then it didn't touch that for 2 months.
Brutal.
Except this week it's going to.
Yes.
It's going to be 80, it's going to be 83 on Wednesday, and might get some rain later in the week. But
there's even
some, it being warm.
There's some talk of 90s in parts of this area.
Yeah.
This week. Yeah.
Cool.
Saturday, 48. I knew that it was 48 because I was out on a T-ball field in 40 degrees in rain on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Right. How often have you been outside in shorts and a T-shirt this year?
Not much.
Anybody?
Not much.
Like twice?
Yesterday, we went to the Pride Parade. Yesterday, it was shorts and hoodie.
Okay.
It's very much got fall vibes the last week. And the difference between this fall and actual falls. Actual fall, you've had a summer, and you might be okay with the idea of like, oh, sure, a change of seasons, and football's on TV, and there's things to do, as opposed to this spring, which has just been a mess.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're back. We're back. Gang's all here, and you can hang out with us. I've got one quick question. Maybe you guys can tell me what's going on a little bit. When I left, things were normal. Now that I'm back, I'm seeing the YouTube chat has experience points and rankings and things. What happened that on the YouTube page for the show, if you're streaming online, thanks for being there. Join us on YouTube if you want. You can watch it on your smart TV or any, internet streaming device. Are there rankings?
There's a leaderboard now.
There's a leaderboard now.
Wow. There's a daily champion, I think.
Yes, we've got a...
crowning this, or is this some algorithm?
No, this is an algorithm on YouTube.
Okay.
We're in early beta testing because we got selected to be in whatever sort of testing phase.
Sure, you know what this actually feels like? It feels like it's the next stage of Around the Horn, which has been canceled.
Broom, broom, broom.
You're getting points for commenting?
That's what I want Owen to be able to do.
I could. It'd be awesome. If you send a message in chat, you get, I think you're capped at like 75 points an hour, but it's basically just a leaderboard of who was in our chat.
I was going to say, it's not really much of an algorithm, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you get 25 points per comment, and you can only get, what is it per hour?
75.
Okay, so it's come back every hour, comment three times,
you bank
your 75. So your max for the day, of course, is then, it's what?
It's too early for math, Joe.
607 math. Come on.
Wow.
What?
300.
It's super, weird. Like, there's no sort of, nobody can figure it out. It's been sort of a bullpen story. Like, how are we getting these points? Who's leading why?
It's all very exciting.
Come check it out.
Will there be different icons? Will people be able to, put their own? All right, interesting.
I like the potential here.
Oh, there's
the potential.
I got stuff's cooking up. I got stuff cooking. We're gonna get there.
All right, good. Well, good morning. 803-0550. Paul Hamilton at 7 o'clock on the Sabres hire of Jarmo Kekalainen, which happened on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And what time on Friday? Were you still here?
No, it was after we were gone. It was during the extra point show. I believe it happened.
So this is our first chance, both of us, to really kick around this idea on the air here of Jarmo Kekalainen, which is, as a hiring, should I have the official title here? I probably should get this.
Senior advisor.
Senior advisor, okay.
Yep.
So they've hired a senior advisor and a special assistant. Basically, Kevin Adams, with Jarmo Kekalainen and Eric Staal, has other bodies, other minds to discuss things about how they're going to do whatever, everything they do with the team, how they're going to move forward, their sounding boards, or they give feedback, or they make decisions. You know, they can be part of a group think idea. And I think that's good. Without going any further, more minds, more people that have knowledge of the game being in there is probably good, right? That's an easy one. The question from there is, will it be any different? Will anything really provably be different, and could anybody have expected anything better than what they did, realistically?
I don't think you could have. I mean, they tried. It sounded like they tried, right?
It sounded like they tried.
They wanted to talk to Lou Lamoriello. Maybe they did talk to these guys, but they couldn't get them to do the job. Lou Lamoriello, Ken Holland, whoever else they might have talked to.
Ken Holland, who took a GM job.
Right.
So wasn't ever going to consider a job where he's just an advisor.
You're not in the ballgame with a guy like that if he's thinking he can get a job like that.
Yeah.
Maybe Lamoriello, you thought you could get in it because he's 84 or whatever he is and probably thinking he can't get another GM job, but that he came here for his Nexus interview and then that was it. This was better than I thought they would have been able to do for this role. And there could be influence on how Kevin Adams does his job from this individual. I mean, some of the criticisms of Adams over the years about maybe being too tied up in players that want to be here as a mentality to run the organization,
yep,
and a little bit too patient at times over the years. Kekalainen, if you look at his resume as a GM in a market in Columbus that would also very often find themselves on no trade lists and not really be anything of a hockey destination, was pretty aggressive around that. Like, he would, felt like a lot more often, he would go make a trade for a guy and not worry about, does this guy want to be here? And sometimes that might even blow up in his face when the guy got there and, yep, realized, like, this player doesn't want to be here. But you look at the list of players he brought in while he was in Columbus. He traded for Panarin. He traded for Matt Duchene in the middle of a season, and Duchene didn't want to be there long term. So he just, even though that the guy plays 2 months for you and you trade multiple assets to get him, the willingness to do that, I almost respect.
Yep.
He got Johnny Gaudreau to come there in free agency, which still blows my mind that that happened. So he kind of offsets, I feel like, some of the seen weaknesses that Adams might have.
Yeah.
But the real value, I think, that this is to me, more than that, any influence he could have on Adams, is I feel like that if they are to ever move off of Adams as GM, they now have a more qualified candidate than I ever thought they would have got.
Almost like this is a floor for them now.
Yeah.
He won't say no because he's already said yes to joining the organization.
Right.
And you're looking at a potential post-Adams decision where, okay, they need to make a change. They don't now have to go to the, whatever, the GM store,
mm-hmm,
where they hope somebody says yes and nobody will. They got a guy who used to be a GM.
He would be the first GM they hired. The Buffalo Sabres, he'd be the first GM they hire that had been a GM before since 1979.
Yeah, which says something.
And he's 58. Like, if they had hired Lamoriello, like, you could have gone, great, okay, he's been a GM for 40 years, basically. He's experienced, and all this influence he could have on Adams could be really good, but he's in his 80s. And he's not someone you're thinking about, dreaming about running the organization someday. The guy they hired is 58.
No. There are things I like about it. You laid out that he looks aggressive. That one's a bit of a eye of the beholder. There's a year where they trade a first, a second, and a third, right? Is that the Duchene trade? What do they give up?
I think the Duchene trade, maybe the 1 year gives him that reputation. Because what I remember about him that year is they're in a playoff spot. Panarin is on a contract year. He's going to leave.
Bobrovsky's
on a contract year. He's going to leave. Your best two players are about to walk out the door.
Yep.
And instead of, I mean, he could have middled it. He could have done nothing. He could have probably traded. He could have traded them even. And instead, what did he do? He said, this is all going to end in 3 months anyway. I'm just going to push even more in.
Yeah. He traded a first rounder in 2019, two highly regarded prospects, and a conditional round one pick in the 2020 draft if Duchene were to re-sign, which he did not.
Right.
So,
and then I think all three of them left that summer.
Yeah. That's a spot where if we're looking at the Sabres now, it's almost like that could be a carbon copy situation where you're in eighth and you have two guys that you could trade to get tons of prospects, and instead you say, like, no, making the playoffs matters, winning games matters, mm-hmm, we should go for this.
Do you remember what they did that year, by the way?
Columbus?
Yeah.
Did they beat Tampa in four
games?
That's
the year they swept Tampa, yeah, who had set the record for the most points in the regular season.
And they got their first ever franchise win in the playoffs.
Yeah,
series win. And then they bow out. And Joe, I think, I mean, there's not a person listening or a Sabres fan who wouldn't respect if you were to say, that's the lamest bar to set ever. But that's a bar the Sabres kind of have to clear. We almost have to treat a series win like it's the first in franchise history. I mean, I know it's not, but it's been since 2007.
Yeah.
Since they won a series. And I know it's kind of ridiculous to say, hey, maybe Jarmo Kekalainen can come in and mix the magic stew and the Sabres could win a series. But wouldn't everybody take that right now as a massive improvement and a reconnection with the organization? So Kekalainen, you know, what is he provably going to do? That might be tough. But if he's just going to walk in the room and say to Kevin Adams, yeah, make that trade. What are you afraid of? Do it.
Yes, right. Like, that's in my mind, like, his value.
Yeah.
Is Adams on the fence about any sort of big decision like that, and that this guy, you know, would be saying, like, don't be afraid to do this deal. Pull the trigger. Come on. Let's do it.
Jarmo Kekalainen, director of YOLO, is what this is. He basically is going to Kevin Adams like, bro, what are we waiting for?
Yes.
Let's make some trades.
Right.
All right. Even if that's true, that's probably the rosiest version of it.
That is definitely the most positive way of looking at
this. The flip side of that, or the other side of the coin on that would be, if true, and I think the most cynical way to look at it would be to say, wait a minute, so you're telling me that they hired a person to tell the GM when to actually pull the trigger? Why does anybody need someone to tell them to do that? Like, that'd be the cynical side, to say, why does he need help with that? He's had the job for 6 years. Is it six? Is it seven? I lose track of how many years it is.
This will be year six.
Year six, okay.
This will be year six.
Year six. He's had the job for 6 years. And at this point, he's a senior GM. He's one of the longest tenured GMs in the league. I mean, whatever. He's had the job. The idea that he needs someone to hold his hand, again, this is the most cynical view of it, is a bit of a sell. Either way, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. A guy with experience, a guy that's been in the league, does it matter that he's finished? Is there some sort of, they want maybe more international flavor? Who knows, right? These relationships, I think about relationships like this all the time, because when Ralph Kruger was hired, okay, his players loved him. They wanted to go that direction. Of course, he was not a very good coach, but he had players that really respected him, and they felt like he was loved by players, and he was up until the day he got fired. So do they want someone that carries a level of, oh, yeah, I know Jarmo. Jarmo's a name in the league. He has been a name in the league for quite some time. I think he was given plenty of credit for what happened in Columbus. You painted the picture of it being an imperfect market that he was respectable in. And I mean,
he made the playoffs five times on a team, in an organization that had they made the I don't even want to ask the question. They definitely had not made the playoffs five times before he got there, right?
No, only once before. They've made it six times, and he's led them there five of the six.
Right.
So, if you have a thought on it, 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550.
Adams, by the way, is the 10th longest tenured GM in the league.
Yeah, like
10th.
That's nuts. That's kind of crazy to have, you know, never made a playoff appearance and only really sniffed a race one time.
Yeah. I mean, it does. Did Adams, what is interesting to me is, did Adams hire Kekalainen himself? Was this, how much of this was Pegula on board with this? Or is it just like, oh, you think you need this, you do your thing, and this is where he lands? Because it does feel to me like this is potentially him picking his replacement. Or, like, it doesn't have to mean Adams is out of the organization. We've talked about, you know, before it was confirmed or reported that he would be back, like, okay, if he's not going to be GM anymore, do we still expect him to be in the organization under a different title? And that was often a thought. So to me, there's very likely a future where maybe Adams is still working in the organization, but he's no longer the general manager and Kekalainen steps into that job. That also is all within the hypothetical that the season goes poorly. Clearly, right? Like, if they make the playoffs, then I don't think that this is a discussion even close to it. If they miss by a little bit, I think this isn't probably much of a discussion either. But if they start slow, I think Kekalainen just changes the Adams conversation because of his mere presence. Like, I think it's been, it's not as easy to jump all in, 2 feet in, to a discussion about, all right, like, come on, like, change the GM and let's go get blank. Because there's always been this, I think worry of okay, what they're gonna fire Kevin Adams. They're gonna what hire Adam Mayer of the Academy of Hockey at Harbor Center. Like, what are they gonna do?
Yeah,
they're gonna promote some guy that played for the Sabres from within, or they're gonna do you know something else that wouldn't rate on a league wide scale. Versus now, I think if you want to talk about if the season starts off slow again, like all right, let's fire up the gears on the Adams conversation. Now I think it's different because you just, as you mentioned earlier, that floor today is, I think, a lot higher than it felt a month ago for the GM conversation in general.
803-0550. Then, of course, the conversation from there is would Adams be, you know, if things don't go well, fired or just moved to a different job and elevated or slid to a different department because, I mean, he's been there for a long time. One would think that the owners respect him and like the work that he does to keep this job. Maybe until this moment. Then there's the part of it where you say, did he hire his replacement? Well, did he make the pick? Did the owners make the pick?
That's what I wonder.
Was there a, you know, collective to get him on board? It's, you know, as you said that, I'm brought back again to Kruger because when Bottrell hires Kruger, I wonder if he hired his replacement because Kruger was thought to be a management guy as much as he was a coach. Mm-hmm. Like his role over at Sunderland, right? It was Sunderland?
Southampton.
Okay. His role over at Southampton was such where you're like, okay.
Right. He was a chairman.
Right. So I thought that guy's going to be in the front office. Maybe he'll be the president of hockey ops. Who knows? I mean, he could convince them lots of things. He convinced them to be their coach instead, and that did not go well. We'll see. And a lot of decisions on players and what to do. I heard your conversation with Sal asking about a J.J. Paterka offer sheet.
Yeah.
If that happens.
4 years, $10 million. What would you do?
He walks in a second. It's not even close. He walks.
You'd let him walk?
I'd let him walk.
You're the Sabres. You take the compensation?
Yeah, let him walk.
All right.
I'd let him walk. And then I'd tell Jarmo Kekalainen, start trading those picks. Right? Let's go. I would not pay him 4 years, $10 million a year. I would not.
I just don't want more draft picks.
I don't either. I would trade those draft picks. I would do what I've done in my fantasy leagues, which is trade a player for picks and then trade picks for players. And I know it's not exactly fantasy football, but
If you earmarked those picks and told me they're going to trade them, then I'm in. I guess I don't have much confidence that they'll trade. Maybe they would. You would think they would trade one of them. They'll probably be late first round picks.
The other part of offer sheet season, as we get to it, which will be next month, we're about a month away from offer sheet season, is if let's say the Rangers are going to offer sheet Paterka, you could just call them and say instead of doing that, let's talk. If you're going to do that, it's going to cost you two firsts, a second, and a third, or it's going to cost you a first, second, and a third. And instead of that, would you like Paterka and this for this piece over here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's make this a lot less rigid in terms of what you have to pay us, what you have to pay him. 4 years, $10 million, we wouldn't match. 7 years, $10 million, maybe we would match that one. 4 years, $10 million, he's getting to unrestricted free agency as soon as possible. And even the team that signs him doesn't want to sign that. So I also don't think he's a $10 million player. But that's part of it.
No, he's not, but it's a team would be...
It's scary.
This is how you would get him... You would get the Sabres to say no.
Yep.
Like, no, we're good. We'll let him walk. Because... And that's... I wonder what they sound like on that. If there are teams interested in him and they think the Sabres are vulnerable, then wouldn't they be calling Adams first? Wouldn't they be saying, hey, we like this player. You better talk to us. If you don't talk to us, like... We'll go around you. We'll do an offer sheet. We'll dare you to sign him. If you don't want that to happen, you know, like, it sounded like Adams at the trade deadline maybe was less willing to have conversations about him, which, you know, makes sense. He's a very good player. He's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You should want a guy like that long term. But if those teams get impatient and say, we keep trying to talk to you about this player, we'll do it. Don't ignore us like we put us on do not disturb, like we're not going to offer sheet him. And then that comes down to whether the player wants to be offer sheeted. Because if he doesn't want to sign a 7-year contract here right now and he signs a 7-year contract with somewhere else, he's risking the Sabres not having his rights on a long-term deal.
I guess what you might say is, hey, Rangers, before you offer sheet him, would you like Bo Byram too?
Right, you'd have to give them a call back, which maybe they did.
Let's talk about a trade. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe, back for the first time since, look on the calendar here.
What was happening in the sports world the last time we
were? The Bills were going to OTAs, right? We were back together on the 16th.
The 16th?
Yeah, May 16th. We had OTAs. Listen, there's one thing I will say about OTAs, and maybe we'll get into this later. As someone who does this job, or if you're in the media, you know what OTAs are. You know, everyone's looking for good things and bad things. When you take vacation and you unplug, and then the first thing you see is, look at the size of Keon Coleman. You're like, holy cow, OTA content is out of control. Keon Coleman looks, I guess, a little different in a picture. Or it's not even just the Bills. It's, wow, this tall receiver looks really tall. Like, that's the kind of content you're getting from OTA season. So.
That was Chase Claypool last year. Like, yes. No one could believe how big he looked. And he did. He definitely
that's right.
did.
I'm guilty of it. I go to these. I watched Jason Peters catch a seam pass at rookie camp once and thought he's going to be a Pro Bowl tight end.
Well, we did have two negative stories at this OTAs that I don't think are normal. Your new free agent signing being hurt and somebody not being there because of probably contract stuff.
That's right. That was one of my last days last week was learning about all that. All right, we'll get a break in. Stat of the day, we got some crazy good Scotty Scheffler stats. Scheffler's stat of the day, among other things. Paul Hamilton at 7 to break down the Jarmo Kekäläinen edition. Plenty more to get to. I got to tell you about my vacation, if you'll indulge me. We'll do that.
Jeremy's going to talk about golf?
Yeah, not just that. But I also want to talk about being in Boston while this Diggs stuff happens.
Oh,
I got
there's a take on Diggs this morning.
Good.
A take or a question about, well, we'll get to it.
Yeah. Listen, I was at ground zero of the Diggs in Patriots country listening to 98.5 as they talk about him. And it was kind of fun. I enjoyed it, listening to it. So we'll dig into that because I do think there's an angle for Bills fans to talk about Diggs in this way, in terms of whatever's going to happen there after the. It's not just the video on the boat; it's a pink substance and blah blah blah. So
yes, we talked all about pink cocaine last week.
Okay.
On the air.
Well, so a caller to 98.5, the sports hub in Boston, suggested it was Himalayan sea salt. So that's just to give you a little primer on what I was listening to in Boston this week. 803-0550, our phone number. Give us a ring on, you know, anything, on the Sabres and how that's all going. Congratulations to Josh Allen and Haley on their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They got married this weekend, and lots of Bills players presumably there. I didn't see that many pictures, but did see some.
Larry David. You know,
there.
I never got to when we did wedding idea of the day leading up to my wedding. I never had on there, just invite
Larry David. It might have worked.
Yeah.
It might have worked. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring, 803-0550. Happy Monday. Welcome to summer on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think the two best things he brings are, one, the willingness to take swings and take a risk, right? Like, we have seen the Blue Jackets go all in. You think of those past deadlines when they knew there was a chance of Bobrovsky and Panarin leaving, and they went, you know what? We're going to go all in this year while we can. And I think the fact that he'll have that vision to take a risk and then actually commit to it is something we don't always see with general managers. They hem and haw a little bit too much. So I think that's something the Sabres can use.
Shayna Goldman of The Athletic with Sabres Live on Jarmo Kekalainen joining the Sabres. Have a stat of the day for you. If you want to give us a call on the Sabres, you can. Paul Hamilton at 7 o'clock to give us the latest on the addition of the senior advisor. Jeremy and Joe back together after a pair of back-to-back vacations. And here we go into the summer. So stat of the day for you on Scotty Scheffler. I've got a couple different Scheffler stats. But we'll stick to these two. Maybe you've seen this one, maybe not. It's pretty good. Wins since May 2nd. Mm-hmm. This is the one that's going around.
This is the good one.
Yep. Scotty Scheffler, 3. The Colorado Rockies, 3. Rockies have played 28 games. They have 3 wins in 28 games. Scheffler has 3 wins in 4 events. So Scheffler and the Rockies, each 3 wins since May 2nd. And then one other thing about Scheffler, I like this one. This came from Justin Ray, who is head of content at TGL, Athletic, Sky Sports.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Golf guy. Win percentage when leading after 54 holes.
Mm-hmm.
Because once Scheffler got that lead on Saturday, you're like, well, this tournament's over. Scheffler's pretty good here. I don't think you're allowed to call Scheffler boring or ruining golf by winning as much as he has, which he's won a lot.
Yeah.
And he pulls away, and he seems inevitable. His win percentage in the last 40 years, leading after 54 holes, is 75%. And there are only 3 better.
Tiger.
Which is probably,
he's probably like 98.
95.7.
Yeah, of course. It's unbelievable.
You want to talk about the most boring golfer of all time, in a good way. Tiger winning 95.7% of the time when leading after 54 holes.
Mickelson.
Mickelson is third, 76%.
And what was the time period again?
It's last 40 years.
40 years?
To have done it 10-plus times, who has the best win percentage?
Is, like, Nick Faldo going to be on that list?
Ernie Els. So, right. Woods, Els, Mickelson, Scheffler. Scheffler's at 75%, just behind the other two. And then, of course, there's Tiger. Yeah. 90. So, Tiger. This is boring. This guy's winning all the time. Like, Tiger did that quite a lot.
Yeah. So, he's not as, emphatic, though, in... Some of, like, you don't see the crazy fist pumps from Scheffler, maybe, that you did from Tiger.
No, that's right.
Or the intensity.
Scheffler is great.
Yeah.
And he's convinced us all that learning how to swing a golf club, you can do whatever you want and just, like, throw your feet out from behind you. So.
I do like the Scheffler is allowing an opportunity just to remind everybody of how good Tiger was. Because all the stats I'm seeing about Scheffler are just, like, It's like meant to be a Scheffler stat, and then on the side here, it's like, oh no, like Tiger, look at how good the other one I saw from DraftKings yesterday, this might actually also been from Justin Ray, was with the victory yesterday, Scotty Scheffler now has 3 successful title defenses on the PGA Tour. In the last 30 years, there are only 2 players that have more than 3.
Hmm.
So Scheffler's got 3, Mickelson has 5, and then Tiger Woods is 23. Like, again, it's a Scheffler stat, but it's really a Tiger stat.
Every stat's a Scheffler or a Tiger stat, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
803-0550, Paul Hamilton on the Sabres at 7, and the addition of Jarmo Kekalainen. The NHL Stanley Cup Final begins Wednesday, and is it a universal truth to say we're all excited about this series, a rematch of last year?
I'm very excited for it.
I'm very excited for the series.
And there were very few series from these playoffs that I think I would have been more excited for. Like, if Toronto had made it there, that would have been super interesting.
Yep.
But there's not much more than that. Like, give me... The rematch is cool, but give me the best player in the world against the best team in the world. which I feel like that's what I'm getting.
Yep.
The Panthers have no weaknesses. They beat the snot out of you after every whistle. They've got three lines of scorers when they're healthy. The goalie's good. The blue line's good. And then Edmonton's just got McDavid. Not that they don't have other good things,
Dreisaitl.
Yeah, those two. Not that they don't have other good things, but like those two are like the show.
And point per game player Jeff Skinner in the playoffs.
And yeah. I hope he plays.
And Stuart Skinner, who all he does is pitch shutouts or go sub 900.
Yeah.
On save percentage.
You have no idea what you're going to get from
him. That's
right. So
I'm excited for the series. I hope it's great. It starts in Edmonton, which is one thing that changes this time around, right? Like last time it was in Florida to start, and this time it's in Edmonton.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Do you have any time for all the talk about the taxes in the state of Florida?
Not really.
Because it's been 6 years in a row now that the East champion's been 3 years of Tampa, then 3 years of Florida.
No, not really. I've next to no time for it. Part of it is
now we're talking about like changing the CBA and just like it's getting so deep into the weeds.
No thanks. There are going to be advantages built in for lots of teams. What do the Sabres and the Leafs and a lot of Canadian teams have as an advantage? It's not financial, but it's I get to play close to where I grew up. And that's something, right. Should they rewrite the CBA? Because, well, Florida has to convince players to leave their hometown and their mom and dad and everybody's going to have their own advantages. I don't dispute the Sabres have disadvantages due to taxes, due to a lack of palm trees, you know, not to take a shot there. But no, they're not about to rewrite the CBA. The thing I would say about this series and Florida and how it's been Florida, Tampa, Tampa, Florida, Florida, Tampa, part of that's due to the playoff format. We're doing this. How many years in a row does the NHL need to see a team come out of the Metro and get walloped in the conference final because you have... It's basically like you have a tournament of the SEC and a tournament of, like the Patriot League. The better division continues to win because the format is set up so you get someone to come out of a much weaker conference, much weaker little bracket. So
that's right. The last time a Metro team made it to the finals.
Has it even happened in this format?
Washington 7 years ago.
Okay, and the time before that was?
Pittsburgh a couple times. So there was a three-year span there where they did, but since then, Boston, and then 6 years in a row of Tampa three times, and then Florida three times.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it also kind of makes the conference finals less interesting.
Definitely does.
How many times, it often actually has been Carolina, hasn't it? Carolina had that streak going of 15 straight losses in the conference finals why are they getting to the conference finals? Because you're kind of maybe inflating, you know, you go back on their history and you look at Brind'Amour's history as a coach, like, oh, this guy's made it to the conference finals four times. Well, how impressive is that if you're always going through the weaker end of the bracket? Because you're proving... Every time you get there, you're not on this level. You're not as good as Florida. You're not as good as Tampa when it was them. You're not as good as Boston when it was them. Like the Hurricanes have been the class of the Metro, and what is that good for? The fourth best team in the Atlantic?
Yep.
So they kind of get this free pass to the conference finals, and they just get wrecked every time, which just happened again.
And it could have been the Leafs any one of these years, but they get beaten up by this format, which has them have to play Boston or Florida or Tampa every single year.
Yeah.
So, 803-0550, Cup Final begins on Wednesday. Jeremy and Joe, it's going to be nice today. It's going to be nice for the foreseeable future. I mean, we've got high of 86 on Wednesday. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I have 68 today, and Josh and Haley are married. Are you old enough to remember?
A lot of photographs I saw from that wedding.
Decent number.
Guys in trees.
Paparazzi photographs,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Are you old enough to remember? Yeah, you probably are. When... Ryan Miller getting married was viewed as bad by some that called in and said, like, you don't want him to get married. It's going to be bad for his game. That was a take.
I don't remember that existed at the time. I remember him getting married to Noreen DeWolf, the actress, but I don't remember it.
Maybe it was right after he got married. He had a down year, and people thought it was because he got married.
Uh-huh.
I just remember at some point there being a small pocket of marriage takes.
I remember the take of he was going to want to leave for Southern California. Because he had married an actress, but I don't remember that one. And then I'm sure he bounced back like right after that, and that went away.
Yeah, pretty much.
And also, the Southern California thing ended up being correct eventually, but he did sign he played for years in Vancouver before that ended up happening.
Right.
So it's not like he ran straight to There was a time where, was it when they were both going through contracts, was Miller's going to go to Southern California and Vanek's going to go to Minnesota?
Right.
Like, eventually, and they did end up both getting to their those places.
I mean, technically, Vanek went almost everywhere at some point,
right?
That's
true, yeah.
803-0550. All right, when we return, I've got to tell you something I've been very wrong about for a very long time.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so good morning. Something I've been very wrong about for a very long time.
Replay. No, I'm just kidding.
Gene Sterrett, the tank. No, it's different. So we went to Boston this last week. A little bit of golf, family visit as well. We visited some family. We did a bunch of stuff. Uh-huh. I've been saying for a long time I thought Boston was overrated and I didn't really like Boston. Been saying it for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, man, I've only been there once, but I loved it.
Well, I hadn't been in probably 10 years, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I love to hate the Patriots and the Bruins and the Celtics and anything Boston and all their fans and everything associated with them, the city is pretty great.
Yeah. Where in the city specifically?
We did a bunch of stuff. We did the duck boat tour, which was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Kids loved that. You know, go through the city, learn the history. The bus becomes a boat, goes in the Charles River.
Sure, they love that. That's super cool.
Yeah, did that. Saw a lot of enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot. Great food, great everything, great culture.
The food really was. When I went last year, we stayed in the North End. We basically didn't really leave the North End, and that was like one of the coolest neighborhoods in any city I've ever been.
Yeah.
Super awesome.
We were there on Memorial Day, so there's one place where they had 37,000 flags for the soldiers over the course of all the wars that had been from Massachusetts that had died in battle. A great day to be there on Memorial Day. So that's the day we took the tour, too. So, yeah, I've been wrong about Boston for a long time. Here's where a lot of people are like, really? You thought Boston was lame? I mean, you know, Patriots. One of those things where I refuse to admit anything was good.
Uh-huh.
But then listening to them talk about the Patriots, I was restored because they're having all the same infighting that a middling team has, and get Drake May some help, and who's the GM, and do they know how to scout talent?
Really, what you need to do is just have, anytime you were walking around like, this place is awesome, just someone on a phone ready to play the clip of the NBC Sports Boston after the Bills-Patriots game.
Right, through the Hurricane
2021.
Game. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So licking the dog poop.
I enjoyed
that,
it.
That clip.
It was great. It was great. It's a beautiful spot. And that's all.
Did you do a ghost tour?
No, no. We didn't do that much in the city. We did a bunch with, you know, family, and I did some golf. Went to, how about this? Went to, there's a place there called Granite Links, which is a driving range slash golf course that's up on a very big hill. An old quarry that I guess just got filled in or something. You can look and see the city, but we're there hitting golf balls at an outdoor range, outdoor bar, music playing, and on the microphone, hey, everybody, it's Ty Law. Come on over and say hi.
Yeah.
Ty Law, former Patriots great, Hall of Famer, he's got his own vodka now. And there at the place, it's Ty Law. Come say hi. So
you said hi to Ty Law.
I said hi to Ty Law. Hey, we're from Buffalo. Cool.
Did he have anything else to say about that when you said Buffalo?
No, he just wanted us to drink his vodka.
How long is he a Patriot?
Oh,
he's a Patriot
10 years.
Okay, you know why?
Eight years. He went to Kansas City late.
Do you know why it's shorter in my opinion, in my brain? Because I don't remember him from 95 to 2001, basically.
Yeah.
So I only remember him, I guess, for the first three Super Bowls. And then he's on, Kansas City and the Jets for a little bit of time.
He was great. Ty Law was that guy that, picked off Peyton Manning in the playoffs,
Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. Unquestionably.
How many football Hall of Famers can you say you've met now?
Ooh, all right. How many football Hall of Famers have I
it's
met?
It's at least one. Ty Law.
Thurman Thomas.
Thurman.
Jim.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
You met Peyton Manning?
Not just covered them in a press conference, but had an actual interaction. Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Would you, a media scrum?
Nope, it was not a media scrum.
It was a press conference.
Nope.
What was the...
I never told you the story about Peyton Manning?
Maybe. Maybe you have.
It's whatever year the Bills and Colts play here, and the Colts win it in overtime on a touchdown run.
Okay.
It was one of those annoying drought games where you're at home and think, could they actually beat? Maybe it was a field goal. Whatever. Mike Vanderjagt might kick one through in overtime anyway, or right at the end of regulation. It was an annoying drought game. Hey, look, we might beat a good team. Nope.
Mm.
After the game, I'm covering it for ESPN. I'm in the tunnel there, waiting to go in the Colts locker room to get somebody for an interview, and Peyton Manning walks out. Sound familiar now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Peyton Manning walks out, and he's trying to make a phone call, and he can't make it. It's not working.
Yeah.
So I said, Peyton, my phone works down here if you want to use my phone. And he did.
You've met Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, you've met Peyton Manning.
He used my phone.
Okay.
And then I asked him if he'd do an interview, and he said yes. After he's all done, he's like, yeah, find me when we're all done.
Yeah, especially with the previous interaction, but even with the interview, you've met Peyton Manning.
Yeah. So
that's
there you
five.
Go. As four? Who else?
Andre, Bruce? No?
It's a good question.
Other teams, guys?
I'm usually one to not go over and get a picture.
Brady?
To get a picture.
Brady's not in the Hall of Fame yet. You're not one of the... Yeah.
No. Only did in this setting because I was away from home and on vacation. Oh, sure. Let's go get a picture with Ty Law to commemorate the spontaneousness of we're at a place and here's Ty Law selling vodka. So
anything from the Giants? Like, did you ever go to Giants games when you were a kid and meet one?
I still have never been to a Giants game in my life.
Wow.
Other than one at the Ralph. No, never went to a Giants game.
Interesting.
Went to a Jets game, but never a Giants game.
Also, Owen, did you see what he just did there? Our conversation for Friday? He just called it the Ralph.
Oh, it's definitely the Ralph.
No. It's the Ralph.
I know.
We talked to Friday what we'll refer back to the stadium as.
The Ralph.
And the Ralph was by far the leader.
Old Highmark.
I never had it as anything other than the Ralph for me. As a 23-year-old, it will always be the Ralph.
It went the Ralph easily was our most popular answer. Number two was Rich Stadium, and the number three was just the old stadium.
What will we call the new one? Will that one get the new title? It'll just be transferred to calling it the stadium? I mean, no, people will say Highmark, but when I'm saying, hey, what time are you heading out of the stadium? We're just going to go the stadium, right? Don't we do that now?
I think so. I think we'll just transfer
stadium.
That over.
Excited to find out.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number. One thing we got to get to today, the NFLPA says it's not preparing for a European division with four teams. What's the old joke about the shirt I have says, I can find that for you. Oh, we're not preparing for four European divisions. I'm sorry, you're not doing what? Oh, it sounds like maybe you are doing that. but not actively. So the NFL and four European teams, we can get into a conversation about that in a little bit. Paul Hamilton to join us on the Jarmo Kekäläinen news, the former Columbus Blue Jackets GM, a member of the Sabres front office, now his senior advisor for Kevin Adams. We'll get Paul's thoughts on it, how it might work, the structure, this organization, these organizations, I should say, don't always have the most traditional structure. The Bills are one that doesn't have exactly the traditional structure with two different people reporting to the owner, not to each other. So we'll get to that and Jarmo Kekäläinen's addition to the Sabres. It's all coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.